The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Faith is a master key. Faith will open any door. Faith will get you favor. Faith will get the blood of Jesus working on your behalf. Faith will help you receive your inheritance. Faith does the impossible. That faith grows. Faith takes. Faith dominates. Faith feeds on the Word of God. Faith does not compromise. Faith speaks. Faith hears. Faith believes. Faith has no limit. Your destiny is faith defined. Okay? You cannot fulfill the fullness of the plan of God without faith. Now we're going to prove that here in just a minute. I just want you to see this. So notice, just because you're getting some opposition doesn't mean that you miss God. What it may mean is that you're in the perfect will of God. And watch this. Just because something is the will of God, don't expect it to automatically come to pass. That you got to apply faith to it. That you are, your destiny is faith defined. That you're going to have to get in a battle and refuse to believe anything that's contradictory to the Word of God. Praise. Say, I'm a believer. And not a doubter. Now, regardless of the giants you face, you can't look at the giants. You have to look at the Word of God. Say amen to that. Because God will get you over. You will have the victory, not one time, every time. All right. Now, the biggest thing that I want to caution you on is your war is being waged in the area of your mind. And that's where the enemy gets in at, because he's trying to first get your mind. Because you get your mind, then the mind controls, starts controls all the parts of your actions. And what you got to do is keep your mind stayed on him. Say amen to that. Amen. All right? Now, this enemy wants to control your thoughts and control your thoughts. He'll end up controlling your destiny. So now, as you get in the middle of this, it'll do you well to not try to think the devil away. I got to say what I got to say here. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, please. You're in the middle of a battle, and you got to release faith, and faith is released through words. And you got to release your faith. You got to speak something. You got to say something. Are y'all with me here? In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned into Jordan and was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. And now being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he didn't eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, would you all bow your heads in a word of silent prayer? See, that's not in there. The Bible says, when you pray, say, praise God. And he says, verse 4, it is, come on, written. That's Deuteronomy 8 and 3. He quoted Deuteronomy. And what you do is get that scripture inside of you. And once you got it inside of you and release it and believe what you say will come to pass, it becomes a sword. It becomes a missile. It becomes explosive. It becomes all powerful. And the Bible says, draw nigh to God, resist the devil, and what will he do? He will flee. Remember, the devil is programmed. He is an angel that was programmed. And he's programmed that if you resist him with the word, he will go. He's programmed to flee. Notice each temptation, verse 8, and Jesus answered him again, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall we serve." And that's what he did. Quoted the scripture, and here the devil, he walks out. So I'm saying, don't be trying to think the devil away. You're in the bed with all these crazy thoughts. Say something. Say something. Say something. Are y'all with me? We talked about faith last night also in terms of our heritage. Now let me start with this. Faith is not some new message that just surfaced. Come over to Romans, if you will, in Romans in chapter 8. I said chapter 8, make it chapter 10, please. I'll start reading here at verse 6. "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above." You don't need him to come down here. "Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it?" What does righteousness say? "The word is nigh thee, even in thy what? Mouth." And where else? "In thy heart." That is the what? Word of faith which we preach. Now this is Apostle Paul talking about, he's preaching the word of faith. Now, faith is not a new message that just surfaced from somewhere. God has been endeavoring to get the faith message into the hearts of his people ever since the garden. Got it? And contrary to that, the faith message is something that Satan had been trying to destroy ever since the Garden of Eden. Got it? So the enemy tries to silence preachers, especially preaching on faith. But you can't silence something that God has ordained. Now, God is after passing faith from one generation to another. Let's look at Deuteronomy in chapter 6. And let's look here at, starting at verse 3. Hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily. As the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be where? In thy heart. And thou shalt do what? Teach them diligently to whom? Your children. And shall talk of them when you're sitting in the house, or when you walk in the way, or when you lie down, and when you what? Rise up. And then he goes on, bind them in the sign of upon your hand and so forth. So what we're saying is that we want to pass on faith. And we went and looked at Paul's life. Glory to God. And we saw how he trained Timothy. Let's go over there one more time. Go over to 2 Timothy, please, in chapter 2. Chapter 1. Now, Timothy's mother was a Jew, and his daddy was a Greek. And notice Paul referred to his mother as being the one that had the faith. I'm not sure what the daddy had, but I'm making a point that it may be only one person in your family with the faith. All right, look what it said in verse 5. A lot of people don't read this part, but they read the 7th verse, but they don't read this part. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in who? Thy mother Lois, thy grandmother Lois, pardon me, and thy mother who? Eunice. And I'm persuaded, what? It's in you also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And last night I told you about the story of E.V. Hill and how he was, the story of him when he was telling about his childhood and how his mother believed God. And I gave you that story last night. But I didn't end in telling you the story that his mother said, hey, the deacon board tried to get her to stop letting him go to school, let him help her with the farm and so forth, because he was the oldest one and he was, and you know, the father had died and gone on to heaven and they were kind of poor and so forth, and he could help her and so forth. Well, she said, no, my boy's going to school. Now, that was her confession. And so now it's time for him to go to high school, and he went to high school, and they tried to talk her out of it, of course, but she made him go to school anyway, and he graduated number one in his class. And he said, by the only way, he was, by the way, the only one in his class. And so a little one-room schoolhouse, but he finished the 12th grade, and now they came in again trying to get her to stop him from going to school and help her in the farm. But she said, no, my boy's going to school. Now, in the face of all of that, she was declaring a destiny for her son in the face of all opposition now. And so next thing you know, what he does is he then bus came. She got accepted to North Carolina, wherever he went to school. And then the bus came and she said, now, son, we've got your bag here. And the bag was all wrapped up with some rope because it had no latches and cardboard kind of shop suitcase. And then she gave him something like $16.33, something like that. She said, now, this is all Mama have, but I'll be praying for you. So he had seen the power of her prayer because she was a woman of faith. But she was now passing faith on as a heritage. And I'm only telling you this is because the enemy is still trying to cut off faith. And faith is a master key. Faith is a master key. Faith will open any door. Faith will get you favor. Watch this. Faith will get the blood of Jesus working on your behalf. Faith will help you receive your inheritance. Faith, what, you name it, because it's a master key. It's just like money. Money answereth what? All things. You can get your teeth fixed, get stitched and that. Well, you can get your teeth fixed with faith. There are people in meetings now that the power of God is falling in the meeting, and they come out with all new teeth. People getting gold fillings in their teeth. Are you following what I'm saying? And I think that's going to be happening in a lot of churches. But what has to happen is we've got to come back to faith. We got to understand that faith is what the enemy is after, because it's not, we can't reach our destinies without it. We can't build the buildings that we want to without it. We had to stand on this, folks. This, when things stopped and they'd taken all the machinery away, and this was an open thing, and I mean, it was raining in here and everything because they'd have built it. And people start laughing at the village or places, and I'm not coming down on anybody now, but people are saying, well, see, I knew that preacher. Well, okay, all right. But what did I have to do? I had to fight the good fight of faith. I couldn't surrender because other folk was looking at my faith. See, and I'm saying that sometimes what children see is they see a double standard. And what we got to do is we've got to come back to faith so that they'll see pure faith and they'll hear us talk in faith. They'll see the result of that faith and they'll be convinced that that's the way they want to live. Yes, indeed. So anyway, so he goes on to school and she said, I'll be praying for you. Well, he gets in line, got all of his classes, and now he's getting in line to pay his money. But now he's down about $4 or whatever have you. He's in marching as the line is going towards the cashier, and they wanted cash in those days, and you have any cards and so forth. And he's marching towards it. But notice now, the enemy is tormenting him in one side, saying, get out of line, you're making a fool out of yourself. But on the other side, he said, I heard, I'll be praying for you. And now, the reason why he was able to stand in that line is because he had seen Mama's faith. Yes. Folks, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmama, Lois, and now it's in your mother, and I'm persuaded it's in you too. And you want faith to pass down to at least three generations. And it may be one believer and the other one in total unbelief. Just don't be concerned about that. God just needs one vessel to pass faith on down to the next generation. So what happens? He gets up there and he's very close to now paying the money, but he stood. He's standing on his faith because faith without works, come on, is dead. Somewhere you got to put faith to your faith. And so now he's standing there and the big man comes over to him and says, are you healed? Yes, sir. Get out of line. Sir, are you healed? Yes, sir. Get out of line. Sir, I came. Are you Evie Hill? Yes, sir. Get out of line. He drops his head. He thinks he's, for a moment, he might be defeated, but he held on, and the man opened up the portfolio, says, Hill, I don't know what's going on here, but I've got a full four-year scholarship for you. I got all your books paid. I got everything now. Now, notice what happened. This took place without him even filling out paperwork for a school loan. I got to say it. I'm only saying if we'll bring the church back to faith, come on. We're going to return to faith. And you're going to see a lot of things that we've been doing that we've been misplaced faith. We've been having faith in the government. We've been having faith that the doctor knows what he's doing. We've had faith. Why don't we have faith in God? We're going to have faith that God will do something and he'll go around the whole system of the world so that people will know that there's a God in Israel. It's coming. I'm only saying it hasn't been passed down because soon as somebody starts teaching faith, that's one of them old faith preachers, see? And they say it as if it's some it's some kind of fad that somebody just jumped on and so forth. Honey, without it, you can't please God. And every church in the world must teach faith. They must teach faith what it is, how to get it, and how to make it work. And if they do that, the church will rise up to a place where everybody will know that Jesus is Lord. Now, what am I saying? Satan tries to stop the lifestyle of faith. He's trying to get the Word of God out of the church. And notice what he did. He took that word and he put it in monasteries. He shut up the Word of God and made it so that they were not allowing the common man or woman to actually have the Word, read the Word, and teach the Word. And they shut it up. And some people still had it. And they even took some of them who were caught with the Word and teaching the Word to burn them at the stake, the Inquisition. And they would take them and try to burn them, but they'd light the fire and the fire would burn, but it wouldn't burn them. I didn't know all of this till my son brought this whole historical document and showing me that, hey, and I said, now that's right. The fire wouldn't burn them because it wouldn't burn the three Hebrews. And the historian said, John was dipped in boiling oil and brought up and said, how you boys doing? And it's dipped. So, and even to the point that faith had them so that when they dismembered some of them, in a few days, their members grew back. Folks, didn't Jesus heal the maimed? I'm saying whatever Jesus did, the Word can do and faith can do. So I'm just saying faith does the impossible. There is nothing too hard for God. So I put it down here that faith grows. Not only does faith grow, faith takes. Faith dominates. Faith feeds on the Word of God. Faith does not compromise. Faith speaks. Faith hears. Faith believes. Faith has no limits. Faith is easy. Faith is fun. Faith is not dependent on what's going on in the world. Faith has favor, and faith is final. Faith is also a rest. When you got faith, your countenance is wonderful and your rest is easy. And faith is contagious. If you see somebody with faith, you want some too. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you were blessed with that teaching. Now, we're talking about faith, and faith is powerful. I tell you, your destiny is faith defined. Now, that's one of the things I want you to remember, that God has a plan for you and I, and there's a destiny he wants us to go to, but it's going to take faith to get there. Now, there can be some movement without faith, but for you to fully fulfill the plan that he has for your life, faith is going to have to be involved. Now, the second thing to remember is that faith is the master key. Faith will cause you to overcome every obstacle. Faith can put up a shield when circumstances and things come against your life that'll try to get you worried or make you lose sleep. Faith will cause you to sleep like a baby. Praise God. Faith will, whatever is needed in your life, faith is the master key. Now, this and other things we're going to talk about. We've got the announcers going to give you some information, and I'll be right back.
Faith is a master key.
Faith will open any door. Faith will get you favor. Faith will get the blood of Jesus working on your behalf. Faith will help you receive your inheritance. Faith does the impossible. That faith grows. Faith takes. Faith dominates. Faith feeds on the Word of God. Faith does not compromise. Faith speaks. Faith hears. Faith believes. Faith has no limits.
Recharge your faith today with Pastor Bill Winston's teaching entitled Faith Refresher. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. Your faith creates everything you will ever need that already exists in the spirit realm. Order your copy today of this 3-disc series, Faith Refresher.
Well, glory to God. This faith teaching, I tell you, some people say, you know, I don't know about that faith stuff. Hey, let me tell you something. The just shall live by faith. I don't care who you are. We're not talking about use faith when you have a maybe a flat tire or something like that. No, faith all the time. That is what is necessary for our lives. We're going to have to live by faith. Now, in the battle, remember, faith speaks. You've got to say something. If you're going through a battle with your health, or going through a battle with a job or some financial things, or you're trying to move forward in some things and some things are held up, speak. Praise God. Faith speaks. You got to say something. Remember David and Goliath? He spoke up. He told Goliath exactly what he was going to do to him. As a matter of fact, if you look at the scriptures in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, David said about five times what he was going to do to Goliath before he got to the front line. Well, that's the way faith works. You've got to say something in the middle of a battle. Well, praise God. I want to thank all of our partners for your continual support. We love you so much. You're just a blessing to us. You're enabling us to get this word out to all, not only the states in the United States, but all the nations. And we invite you to go to BillWinston.org, that's our website, and visit the Partner Cafe, because there we've got some mission recap videos that we'd like to show you. Let you show you what your investment is doing into the kingdom of God. We're able to spread this gospel out through all the world, and so many people are being blessed. So we thank you, partners. Thank you also, viewers. If you want to be a partner with us, just write us, call us, go on the website, and get a hold of us, and become a partner with us. It's such a wonderful investment. People's lives are being changed all over the world, and guess what? You get the credit. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking.